integrity. And I kind of wish that you had had someone like that in your life. You know, you said the priests, and you didn't know anyone who you could turn to for support. And I just kind of wish you had had that. And I guess you've probably been that for a lot of other people through your music.
Yes. Well, I would certainly hope that I have been that for other people. And I certainly want to be that advocate, that support for other young people now who are trying to make that decision, who are possibly making that decision. Yeah, in those days, it was kind of a lonely thing in my little town of Canton, Ohio. There really was nobody that I could actually rely on for that, and no one that I knew. I was really on my own. You know, the good news was that it actually came out in my favor, that I ended up doing what I considered to be the honorable thing. Because I had questions about, I was conflicted about the very idea of the nation requiring me to serve in any capacity. Shouldn't that be my choice? There are some people who said, nah, forget CO status, just leave the country because that's the only really, truly honorable way to do it. And I said, well, I don't know. I mean, I really kind of disagree with that. I didn't have a problem with the idea of serving my country or my world. And I don't have any trouble serving people. I think that the idea of serving was a brilliant idea. And I think that everyone should do something good. But the question of it being acquired by the draft was that's definitely a question. But if you are going to accept that at some point in your life, the government can, in fact, compel you to serve in one form or another, and you have the choice, seems to me that, well, there are questions that need to be answered, and you need to be able to get the answers to those, the true answers to those questions. You know, if you talk to military recruiters, they're just going to tell you, they're basically going to give you the song and dance. Now, there are some things that they cannot lie to you about, but the fact of the matter is that they're going to give you a much rosier picture of the possibilities in military service than what is actually really true. And as a result, young men and now young women are going off to war and coming back dead or maimed. And then, of course, in so doing, they end up having to kill other people. And why? You know, what's the reason? One of the most compelling questions in Phil's song is, who would mind a murder by another name? And that, to me, is just a very compelling question. What is it about having the government hand you a gun and telling you to go and kill someone that you didn't know, that you don't know, just because they claim that that person is the enemy? Now, if a person was your enemy, clearly stood before you as an enemy, came to you as an enemy, then it seems to me that it's an appropriate response for you to take measures in self-defense, or in the defense of those around you, those who are members of your family, those who are members of your community. But to just go to some other place in the world and kill people because the government claims that they are the enemy, that is entirely wrong, as far as I'm concerned. That is immoral. And just because my government says that these people are the enemy doesn't mean a thing to me. I have lived long enough to see my government lie to me and to my country, to other people in my country, to the rest of my nation, and to the world, again and again and again. So if they say something like that, they claim enemy status for some other nation or some other group of people in the world, I'm going to be extremely suspicious, and I'm going to go and research the situation before I in any way agree with what they do. And I think that's an entirely appropriate response. You know, you just cannot be a jingoistic patriot. Who was it that said, I think it might have been Thomas Paine, or maybe it was Edward Abbey, who said that the patriot must defend his country against its government. That's what we do. You know, that's what we conscientious objectors and we war protesters do. We stand up and we say, war is a reality in our world, but we have to do everything we can to stop war, prevent war, and part of that is questioning what our government claims as the basis for war action, military action in the world. And I'll never give that up. That's absolutely